breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Irish Red and White Setter Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front. Bite. Scissor or level. Irish Red and White Setter AKC Breed Standard. Official Breed Standard. General Appearance: the Irish Red and White Setter is bred primarily for the field. The standard as set out hereunder must be interpreted chiefly from this point of view, and all judges at bench shows must be encouraged to judge the exhibits chiefly from the working standpoint. The appearance is strong and powerful, well balanced and proportioned without lumber, athletic rather than racy with an aristocratic, keen and intelligent attitude. Size, proportion and substance. Dogs are 24.5 to 26 inches tall, bitches are 22.5 to 24 inches tall. The length of body from point of shoulder to point of buttock is equal or longer than height to top of withers, up to a ratio of 10:9. Bone is moderate in proportion to size. Head, expression: the gentle expression displays a kindly, friendly attitude. The eyes are dark hazel or dark brown, round or nearly round, with slight prominence and tightly fitted eyelids. The ears are set level with the eyes, well back, lying close to the head. Skull: the skull is broad, in proportion to the body and rounded without showing an occipital protuberance. Stop: the stop is distinct, but not exaggerated. Muzzle: the muzzle is clean and square, of equal length to skull, with parallel planes. Bite: a scissors bite is ideal, a level bite is acceptable. Neck, top line and body. Neck: the neck is moderately long, very muscular, but not too thick, slightly arched, free from all tendency to throatiness. Top line: the top line of the dog, from the withers to the croup, should be level, not sloping. The croup should be well rounded and sloping slightly downward to the tail set. Body: the body is strong and muscular with a deep chest and well-sprung ribs. The back is very muscular and powerful. Tail: the tail is of moderate length, not reaching below the hock, strong at the root, tapering to fine point, no appearance of ropiness and carried level with or below the back. Forequarters. Angulation: shoulder blade well laid back with upper arm equal in length and forming a nearly right angle with the shoulder blade. Tips of shoulder blades meeting fairly close, lie flat and are smooth with contours of body. Elbow: the elbows are free, turning neither in nor out. Legs: the forelegs are straight and sinewy, well boned, with strong pasterns. Feet: the feet are close-knit with plenty of feathering between toes. Hindquarters: the hindquarters are wide and powerful. Legs: the legs are of strong bone, well muscled and sinewy. The thighs, from hip to hock, are long and muscular. The stifle is well bent. The hock is well let down and turns neither in nor out. Hocks are of moderate length and strong. Feet: the feet are close-knit with plenty of feathering between toes. Coat: long silky fine hair called feathering is present on the back of the fore and hind legs and on the outer ear flap. Also a reasonable amount is on the flank extending onto the chest and throat forming a fringe. All feathering is straight, flat and not overly profuse. The tail is well feathered. On the head, front of legs and other parts of the body the hair is short, flat and free from curl, but a slight wave is permissible. Color: the base color is white with solid red patches, clear islands of red color. Both colors show the maximum of life and bloom. Flecking but not rowaning is permitted around the face and feet and up the foreleg as far as the elbow and up the hind leg as far as the hock. Rowaning, flecking and mottling on any other part of the body is objectionable. Gait: when moving at the trot, the gait is long striding, very lively, graceful and efficient. The head is held high, and the hindquarters drive smoothly and with great power. The forelegs reach well ahead and remain low. Seen from front or rear, the forelegs and hind legs below the hock joint move perpendicularly to the ground with no crossing or weaving. Grooming: the trimming of an Irish Red and White Setter should be kept to a minimum, maintaining a neat natural appearance and not to be shaved with clippers. Light trimming with thinning shears is allowed. Under the ears, tail, pasterns and hocks may be trimmed for neatness. Feet may be cleared of hair including the bottom and around the edges leaving hair between the toes. No other trimming is allowed, including the whiskers, which shall remain intact. Temperament: they display a kindly, friendly attitude, behind which is discernible determination, courage, and high spirit. Faults: any departure from the foregoing standard is considered a fault, and the seriousness of the fault is in exact proportion to its degree. Approved July 9, 2019. Effective October 1, 2019.